Sanhedrin, Perek Tes, Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah begins, Rotzeach shenis arav ba'achirim, if you have a murderer who gets mixed up with other people, kulan peturin, all of the people are pater. Now, the Gemara says that this case could be talking about a scenario where you have two people standing there, and between the two of them, one of them shot an arrow and killed somebody. Both of them are pater, so we do not know which person did the murder. Now, Rabbi Yossi comments there in the Gemara that even if one of the two people was somebody like Abba Chalafta, Abba Chalafta was a great tzaddik, a great chassid, and there's no question that he wouldn't kill somebody. But despite that fact, and you can't consider the other person guilty necessarily, just because one of the two people is a tzaddik, and therefore they're both pater. Now, there's words that are missing in the Mishnah here at this point. At this point, the Mishnah really should contain a line that says that if you have an ox that was judged to be killed because it had killed a human being, and it got mixed up with other oxen who were not obligated to be killed, it's not, we know the halach is it's not batal, it doesn't become nullified, and therefore all of the oxen become forbidden. So the Tanakhama says that soklamosam, you have to perform skila, you have to perform stoning to all of them, just based on that one. On that, the Mishnah now has a comment. Rabbi Yehuda says about the Tanakhama's position that no, you do not need to actually stone all of them, but rather, under those circumstances, kunsin osan lakipa, you can bring them all into a barn or a small area and not feed them, and they will die. You don't have to actually go out and stone them. The Mishnah continues a discussion of where we have a confusion about who is liable which death penalty. The Mishnah says, Kol chayove misos shenis arbu zebaze, all the chayove misos, all of those people who are liable capital punishment, different types of capital punishment, they got mixed up with each other. We don't know which one is liable, which death penalty. Nidonin bakala, they are judged by the easiest one, and therefore if you have, as the Mishnah will now say, haniskolin banisrafin, if you have people who are liable death through stoning and those who are liable death through burning, Rabbi Shimon says, nidonin beskila, he says that we judge them with skila, with stoning, shahasreifa chamura, because he says, according to his opinion, sreifa, burning, is more strict and more severe, and therefore you give them the lighter one. Chachamim omrim, they say the opposite. Nidonim b'sreifa, we give them sreifa, when we're not sure. Shahaskila chamura, because skila is more chamur, is more stringent. Now the Gemara and the Mishnah will play out the positions. Amar lahen Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said to the Chachamim, according to your position, ilu lo haisa sreifa chamura, had sreifa, burning, not been more strict, as I'm arguing, lo nitna levas kohen shezinsa, it wouldn't have been given as a punishment for a bas kohen who commits adultery. Since when you have a nara hamurasa, when she commits adultery, she gets skila. So, and when the Bas Kohen commits, who's a Benar Marasa, commits Skila, Rabbi Shimon argues that she gets Sreifa. So Sreifa must be more Chomer, since a regular Jewish girl would get Skila, and we're giving a Bas Kohen, we would seem we're giving her something more severe, we're giving her Sreifa. It must be Sreifa is more Chomer. Now, the Chachamim dispute Rabbi Shimon's position because they believe that a Nara Hamurasa, who is a Bas Kohen, does not get Sreifa. She also gets Skila, that the difference between whether a Bas Kohen gets Sreifa or a regular girl versus a regular Jewish girl is specifically in the case where she's not a Nara Marasa, but rather when she is a Nesua. Which is a Nesua is when she gets Sreifa, because Sreifa, everyone agrees, is more Chomer than the usual penalty of Chenek, of death by choking. Amru lo, Chachamim said back, ilu lohoisa skila chamura, they have a different argument for why we should say that skila, the stoning, is more chamur, is more strict. Lo nitna lemagadif lava oved avodazara, it would not have been given to someone who curses Hashem or somebody who worships idols. That's a very severe, the most severe prohibition of the Torah. And therefore, it makes sense that the most severe punishment is given to them, which would be skila. Hanehrogim anechnokin, the other two forms of misa, the death by sword and death by choking. Rabbi Shimon Omer Basayef, Rabbi Shimon says, when they're mixed up, you give what he considers to be the lighter one, which is death by sword. They say, no, you give the lighter one, which is chenek, because they maintain that chenek is the death by choking is the least severe. This machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim is based on the question of when you have somebody who has enticed an entire city to be an irani dachas, to worship Avodah Zarah, what is the punishment that's given to that person? Rabbi Shimon maintains that what's given to them is death by chenek, by choking. And those people who they enticed should be less severe, since they're not the initiators, and they are given herek, so it must be, they're given death by sword, so it must be the chenek is more chamor. However, the position of the Chachamim is that the people who entice actually get skila. And therefore, the Chachamim maintain that you have no proof that Rav Shimon had suggested that chenek is more chamor than herek, because they are not given chenek, but the enticers are given skila.